$10 free is pretty good, but what if you turned that $10 into $20 or $30, or better yet, even more, if you invested it right? Imagine earning up to 2% daily, not per annum like the banks, and all you have to do is click three times, anytime, anywhere you have an internet connection. It really is so simple that we have a 98% success rate. To find out more and to claim your $10 risk-free trial, simply go to ProfitClickNow.com. That's ProfitClickNow.com to claim your free $10.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here.
That's the best start.
Sorry, I just could not do that.
Oh, that's terrible. But
you know, really?
I'll never watch this year again. In fact, I never did to start with, so it's fine.
Maybe don't ever put your finger in your mouth again.
Oh dear, this is my Real Country Interview with, of course, the crazy Shane. You're Shane and you're Casey.
I'll play Casey today. You play Shane.
It's cool.
I'm terrible. Cool. Thanks for joining us here in Melbourne as well. Now, you've been cruising all over the place doing all sorts of stuff, and you got your new album out, Wreck and Ruin. Absolutely amazing album. Now, when I went to the launch thing, and that was just wild. It was a great room, kind of.
How amazing was that place?
Oh, it was just insane.
Yeah, there was
taxidermied animals all over the place.
It was creeping me out. We were like, just focus on the songs,
But, and then the flickering lights and all sorts of stuff.
Oh, no, that was crazy. It was definitely haunted, no doubt.
But it was a great arena to showcase some of the great songs that you've done. Now, this album you did a little bit differently to some of your others. You actually locked yourselves away and focused on the songwriting. So can you tell me about how different that experience was for you?
Well, obviously it was vastly different. You know, we haven't really written like that before, where we actually book in time to go and sit down and write songs, you know, and I, to be honest, wasn't convinced it was going to work doing that. But I didn't even think it felt that different, did it? Once we got into it, we were just back to writing songs, and it didn't really feel...
You know, because we're two songwriters, obviously we're married, and we had this kind of, these grand ideas that when we first got married, we would write together all the time and make this beautiful music and, oh, how bliss, you know, it's not like that. We don't really write a whole lot. In fact, first song that we wrote together was Rat on Bones.
Yeah.
But that was, again, we sat down specifically to write an album together. And then the last, you know, before we wrote all of these songs, the last song we'd written was for Rat on Bones. We had not written
the
song.
You got nothing in between.
Nothing in between at all. And we just don't really have the time. We didn't have the headspace. You know, we were also doing solo projects and things like that. So we really had to create that, didn't we? That kind of...
just don't find the time to write now unless there's a project that we're working on. You know? I mean, I used to sit around and write every day. It just was something I liked to do. But, you know, we're like any couple that has kids and careers and, you know, it's no different. We're just busy and you don't find time to sit and write. So now it's when a project comes up or you've got an idea to make a record, you start writing songs, you know, and that's just the way it works now for us.
Wow. Well, I reckon the most amazing thing for you guys would have been actually locking yourselves away from all the other distractions in your life. But I've got to say one of the songs off the album, Adam and Eve, I think is absolutely brilliant. Now, with the big thing about gay marriage, you're thinking about doing a parody, Adam and Steve.
I love it.
You know?
I love it. That's good. But then I'm out of a job because I play Eve in that song.
You could put a mustache on.
So we're going to have to get...
Yeah, no, you said those glasses with the big nose and the mustache.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be convincing anyone, but, you know. So
I just
you don't know what the story would be.
I think the hole in your plan or the flaw in your idea is that what makes that song work is that Adam was Adam, the first man. Eve was, you know, the woman who stuffed up and wrecked everything for everybody.
Well, yeah.
And if you make it Adam and Steve, who stuffs it up?
Yeah.
But, you know, that's
are you saying it's always the woman that stuffs
that
is
you,
that
it
up?
It was the first woman that stuffed it up.
Look, I'm sorry, I have to agree with Casey. It was actually men who stuffed it up by being cheap, because, well, it was originally God that came down And he said, I've got this absolutely perfect creature that'll compliment you in every way. What's it going to cost? Well, an arm and a leg. And Adam's just gone, what can I get for a rib? So there you go. So really, vicariously, it is all men's fault.
Of course.
So there you go.
So you're saying it wasn't within Eve's power to... change the course of all of the...
Eve was the cheaper model, you know?
Well, yeah,
you get the upgrade. You know, when you buy a computer, you don't get the base model,
That's true. You get...
you get problems with it. You get upgraded.
We're going with a new concept, Madam and Eve, right? I think we're going to go with the two women instead of the two men.
Oh, I love it.
Number one video clip in no time.
I'm going to have to get Becky Cole in. She's going to play Madam.
Yeah, she'd love that.
All right.
And then, if you did that, you'd be millionaires then, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Anyway.
Right. How did we get on to this?
Adam and Eve is a fantastic song from the great album Wreck and Ruin from this crazy pair. Shane Nicholson and Casey Chambers, thank you so much.
Thank you, mate.
Here's the clip.
Amigos, esta noche celebramos el Día de los Muertos.
This interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com. $10 free is pretty good, but what if you turned that $10 into $20 or $30 or better yet, even more if you invested it right? Imagine earning up to 2% daily, not per annum like the banks.
And all you have to do is click three times, anytime, anywhere you have an internet connection. It really is so simple that we have a 98% success rate. To find out more and to claim your $10 risk-free trial, simply go to ProfitClickNow.com. That's ProfitClickNow.com to claim your free $10.